This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا صدق الله العظيم Respected elders and brothers, as we are aware that in our country, in this coming week, there would be a day that is remembered as the Day of the Youth. So we have a public holiday known as Youth Day. And obviously there's a reason behind it, but I thought it is an ideal opportunity for us to talk about the challenges and the opportunities with regard to our youth, and to speak about the topic of our youth. And there is no doubt that this is one of the most crucial and important topics that can be undertaken. Because many a times in our gatherings, we talk about the situation about our youth, the challenges, the trials, the environment, the fitna that is facing them, and how many of them succumb to those temptations. And basically, and by and large, we are also aware that today to be a parent to a young person is one of the greatest challenges and a very, very difficult task. Is hafte ko hame pata hai ki ek youth day ke haithiyat se ek chutti hai. To socha ke naujawan aur walidain ko darpesh mushkilat par baat ki jaye. Aur beshak ye aajkal ke zamane mein sabse badi ibtila hai. It is one of the greatest challenges. Now, we all know that, and it goes without saying, that when we talk about the youth, what the future of a community and the society is going to be depends upon the youth. The youth are the future torchbearers, the future leaders of the community and the society. Therefore, every community and society places so much importance and emphasis upon the youth. They are the ones who create revolutions. They are the ones who also take much of what is popular into their minds and they enact it. They practice upon it. They are very gullible. They are also people who follow what is trendy. All of that is on its place. And that is why this is such an important subject. And today my talk is directed both to parents and to the youth if they are present. Many would be present, and many would be perhaps listening in time to come. So what is the talk is directed first to the parents and then to the youth. Firstly, as a parent of young children or maybe the teenage children, it is perhaps one of the greatest challenges and difficulty that we can have. Many parents, and I've heard many people, in fact yesterday someone came and told me and said, Maulana, parents are saying that it is becoming extremely difficult with our teenagers. They are getting caught up with the environment. They are getting caught up with regard to what is happening in and trendy. And they are also doing things that are not Sharia sanctioned, which are not allowed in our Sharia. How do we deal with it? Now, bear in mind that this is a responsibility. It is difficult, but we can't shy away from the responsibility. Someone has said, parenting isn't for cowards. Aajkal ki jo hai na walidain banna bahut hi badi zimmedari hai. اور ذمہ داری کے ساتھ مشکل بھی ہے لیکن کسی نے کہا کہ والد بننا اور والدین بننا بزدلوں کا کام نہیں ہے اٹس ناٹ سم تھنگ فار دا کاورڈز یو ہیو ٹو فل دیٹ ریسپانسبلٹی ایون اف اٹ از ڈیفیکلٹ یو ہیو ٹو ڈو اٹ ناؤ دا فرسٹ تھنگ سم آف دا گائڈ لائنز دیٹ وی ہیو ٹو اٹ از اے ریسپانسبلٹی وی ہیو ٹو کیری اٹ آؤٹ اٹ ہیز کانسیکوئنسز حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ اس ٹائم اے پرسن کیم اینڈ ہی کمپلینڈ اباؤٹ ہز ینگ چائلڈ And he said, my young child is not listening to me. He's doing this and he's doing that. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the father had complained, called the young child. And the youngster said, tell me, what is your situation? Why are you not listening to your parents? So then afterwards, he said, my father doesn't give me any regard. My father doesn't look after me correctly. He doesn't advise me. He wants things, but he doesn't give me any love and compassion. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after hearing him, told the father and told the congregation something that is very, if you don't respect your children, don't expect them to respect you. If you don't show love, compassion and kindness and respect your children, then don't expect them to respect you. Now, we're not saying that the respect must be in a similar manner. Obviously, the respect of the parents is fundamental. Allah Ta'ala has made mention about it, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. There is no doubt that the respect of the parent is compulsory upon the children. But if you don't give regard to your children, then you must expect that they might not be able to give you regard. And this is, agar aulad se izzat karwana chahte ho, to unki izzat karo. So that's the first thing that we have to say. Respect your children or give regard to your children. Maybe respect might not be the right word, but give regard to your children. Show them kindness, show them compassion. Sit and talk to them. Sit and speak to them. Show them regard so that you can get regard in return. The second thing, which I think is so important, it's a very important management principle, but it's something that we have to understand in this regard. First, seek to understand before you are understood. Right? It is something that Stephen Covey made very famous. First, seek to understand before you are understood. If you don't understand where your children are coming from, then how are you going to expect that they will understand you? And really, the fact of the matter is today, if you don't understand the challenges young people are facing, the temptation they are facing is something that you and I, we talk about the temptation when we were young, but what they are facing is 10 times more greater than what we could ever have imagined or envisaged. You have to understand the environment they are living in. They have, at the press of the button, you know, they have social media, they have immorality that they can press and they can access. I was reading a stat that came in the Economist magazine in January of this year, that 4 billion of the world's 5.5 billion population have smartphones. 4 billion people have smartphones. They say it is the most successful consumer product in the history of mankind. No one has that amount of consumer item in his possession the way people have smartphones. 4 billion out of 5.5 billion, look at the percentage. 4 billion people have smartphones. Now with those smartphones comes the type of fitna, comes the information overload, come different types of situation. If you don't understand what they are going through, we talk about peer pressure. Now peer pressure is something that we always talk that they are all youth, are all the time involved because of the peers, they have to go in that particular line. They also got tempted in doing what their friends want to do. Sometimes I tell people, you know, peer pressure is such a pressure. Never mind young people, even elderly people are those who get impacted by peer pressure. The example I normally quote is the example of Abu Talib. Abu Talib was not a youngster. He was a matured and a very experienced and a person of wisdom. He granted refuge and protection to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when the Quraysh wanted to harm Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved his uncle when he was, and he appreciated the help that he was giving him. And then on his deathbed, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his uncle, oh my uncle, say one time kalima, ek martaba ko. Main Allah Ta'ala ke samne aapki sifarish karunga. I will intercede before you on the day of Qiyamah by Allah that my uncle read the kalima in my ear. And Abu Jahl was there. Abu Jahl told Abu Talib, oh Abu Talib, for the sake of your nephew's Jahannam, are you going to forsake the religion of your forefather? That taunt did not allow Abu Talib to become a Muslim. It was a peer pressure of his friends. So peer pressure has impact upon people who are elderly. What do you expect it not to have a peer? It doesn't have an impact upon people who are young. So first understand the challenges that they are going through and understand that before you are going to be understood. That's the second thing that we have to say. The third thing is, many a times we have to understand is be an ideal role model. There is no doubt whatsoever, if you want to be a successful parent, you must be an ideal role model. Someone sent me a message, and it was just so coincidence, and there is no coincidence in our deen, in our life. Just before Jummah, I just read this and I said, Subhanallah, it fits in so nicely with my bayan. He says, children are good imitators. Give them something great to imitate. Children are great imitators. Give them something great to imitate. What imitation are you giving them? Allah in the Holy Quran says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Command your family members to perform salat, but at the same time, you be steadfast. You can't tell them, go and read Fajr and you are sleeping. What example are you going to give them? Be a good role model. If you want to be able to undo, be a good parent, you want them to be good, start off by being a good role model. Let me repeat that. Children are good imitators. Give them something great to imitate. It is important for us to understand that. Then another aspect is that together with that, aaj ki dor ki mushkilat ka samna karne mein unse hamdardi ka izhar karo. Understand the difficulties, the challenges they are going through. Ek acha aur mukammal namuna bano unke liye. The other aspect with regard to it, learn to communicate with your children. Learn to speak with your children. Today we don't find time to speak to our children. If you're not going to communicate with your children, someone else is going to communicate with them. We learn this beautiful example from none other than Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was the one who told unto his son Ismail, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manam inni anni azbahuka. Oh my son, I've seen in a dream, I am slaughtering you. Fanzur madha tara, give me your opinion. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam was not obliged to go and take information or to make mashura with his son. He could have said, Allah's command, I'm going to carry it out, irrespective. He communicated with his son. He spoke to his son. Oh my son, this is the command of Allah. Tell me, how do we carry out this command? What do we do with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we communicating with our children? And remember, today, one of the reasons why many a times children and youth and teenagers go towards the TV or the other aspect, because the TV is speaking to them. Are we speaking to our children? Be sympathetic with regard to it. Understand the tremendous challenges and the changes they are going through. When a teenager goes through a change between childhood and adulthood, it's a great, tremendous change. He himself is trying to find out what is happening. He is searching for an identity. Are you going to help him with regard to that identity or not? If you are going to, in any way, downplay that particular type of challenge, and you're not going to help him, you might end up in creating an identity crisis with regard to your children, and especially with regard to your teenage children. Or people have written that there are different parenting models with regard to our children. There are different parenting model with regard to our children. One model is, allow them to do whatever they want to do. Free reign. Bachcho ko kahe jo kuch karna ho kar lo. That is one. One is permissiveness. Permissiveness is slightly different from free reign, is you don't care. One is you, as a decision, you say, go and do whatever you want. You are big enough. You are old enough. You must bear the consequences of your actions. That is free reign. Permissiveness is, you don't care. If he does whatever he wants, it means nothing to you. Now that goes against the command of Allah, which I have recited in the beginning of the khutbah. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your family members from the fire of Jahannam. So that goes against. We can't go and take a style of parenting that stays, go and do whatever you want. In fact, it is harmful. It is frightening for a youngster to feel that I can do whatever I want without any limitation. It is harmful for his upbringing. You cannot allow that to happen. Yet on the other hand, many a times on the other extreme, some parents take this particular role of being an authoritarian. I don't care what you think. I don't want to understand what you think. This is me as a father. You do what I say. Otherwise, I will take out the champal. Huh? Or I will take out the stick. And today, it doesn't matter. They don't get frightened with regard to it. In fact, it has negative consequences with regard to it. So sometimes people say that I'll be the authoritarian. Many a times, authoritarian people feel they have control. But underneath that control, they don't have control. Someone has very beautifully made mention with regard to the upbringing of our children, understand that punishment of your children suppresses behavior and discipline changes behavior. You have to discipline your children, you don't have to punish them. Punishment suppresses behavior, doesn't change behavior. You have to discipline them and discipline changes behavior. What's the difference between punishment and discipline? It is very well known. Discipline is you yourself, and perhaps in today's time, I'm going to suggest one of the methods that we have to be doing is nurturing and setting limits. But that limits is going to come by us discussing the limits with our children. To say that, you know, you are a small child, I don't give you any type of trust. I don't worry about what you want. You do whatever I say. Sometimes it creates an inferiority complex with regard in our children. And the best way for our children to face peer pressure is through the means of self-esteem and confidence. If they don't have self-esteem and confidence, they will find it very difficult to resist peer pressure. And you have to give them that confidence. You have to give them that trust. You have to give them that self-esteem. Now, the right way is that neither can you allow a free reign, neither do you allow an authoritarian reign. You have to find the right balance. Someone said today, to look after children is like a wet bar of soap. If you lose it, you keep it too loose in your hand, it falls out of your hand. You keep it too stiff. You all know that a wet bar of soap, you keep it too stiff, it goes out of your hand. So you have to find the right balance. And bear this in mind, that it is something, leadership and assertiveness is not contradictory to mercy and compassion. You have to be assertive, yet be compassionate, and to be kind. And leadership and assertiveness is not against mercy, kindness, and compassion. So this is the way we have to be able to look at the different ways people find parenting, and yet at the same time, we have to keep this in mind, that we have to be assertive, we have to have nurturing, we have to have some sort of boundaries, we have to have certain type of limits, but yet at the same time, we can't impose those limits. We have to perhaps sit and speak to our children. One of the ways is, sit with your children and say, this is the boundary. I give you a certain degree of autonomy within this boundary, not beyond this. Maybe that's the way that we have to deal with children in today's time. But bear this in mind, at the end of the day, we cannot allow our children to be without any limitation, yet at the same time, we have to give them love and kindness and compassion, because they must not turn to become rebellious. If you become too strict, you become too rigid, you become too authoritarian, or you do not show them the necessary love and compassion. Then, if you do that at home, when they find love and compassion anywhere else, they will run to that love and compassion and they will leave you. So it's a tremendous challenge. You know, and then when you look at this ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. I normally give this example, my dear respected brothers. You know, this example is, if someone is coming one day, it's a very harsh example, but sometimes it makes the point. You know, one day if you are coming home and you're driving home and then you see there's a fire far off nearby in your neighborhood, you never think it is your own home. You say it must be someone else's home. You come closer, you see, hey, nearly this is really close to my home. Then you start getting fear. That is, could it be my own home? And then when you come nearby, you see it's right near your neighborhood. Then you come and you see that, yes, it is, my house is on fire. And then you're worried about the safety of your wife and your children. And you run. And there is a fire brigade. They have screened off the whole area. They're not allowing anyone. You say, it is my home. They allow you. You say that I've got three children. You find your two children on the pavement. You feel happy. Then you see, where's my third child? And you see, Aliyadu billah, Aliyadu billah. Allah Ta'ala ever protect any happening to anyone. You see one of your children waving to you from the house. What will you do at that time? What will you do at that time? I know what we will do. You will put your life at risk and you will run to go and save your child. No matter what happens to you. Allah says, this example is about a fire in this world. Save your children from the fire of Jahannam. Find ways and means of saving them. Do not allow them to take a road that is leading them towards evil. Save your children from the fire of Jahannam. How you do it, find the ways and means to do it. Then with regard to the youth, you see, many a times our youth feel that they have a life that is full of promise. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We have a whole life in front of us. We are still young. We will live till the age of 70 and 80. But my dear respected brothers, we don't know whether we're going to find that time or not. Briefly, let me say, you know, in Urdu, let me say one or two phrases. Apne bachcho ke liye hudood mukarrar kare, magar sakhti se ijtinab kare. Aur na hi unko mukammal azadi de. Dono ke darmiyan unse taalluq rakhe. Now, in our young people, many a times we feel we've got a whole future in front of us. We can do whatever we want. We're going to live till the age of 70. And while that is, many a times it happens, because people who die elderly are more than the people who die young. But it is no guarantee. You can't go and say that I will live for a very long period of time, so let me allow myself to enjoy myself. I will become pious when I become elderly, when my one leg is in the qabr and the other leg is on the banana peel going to the qabr. You can't wait till that time. You don't know whether you are going to see the dawn of another day. So therefore, because you do not know whether you are going to see the dawn of another day, don't procrastinate and delay in doing good deeds. Many times people, we find young people who are pious, we say, now, why is this young people pious? He's supposed to enjoy himself. But you never know whether you're going to see the dawn of another day. Do not delay and do not procrastinate in doing good deeds. You are never too young to become pious. You are never too young to become pious. Hasten towards piety. Hasten towards good deeds. You never know, you might never be able to see another day. So go in. You see, this particular aspect, that is something that when we look at our Sharia, there is no in-between phase. This is a Western concept that, you know, I am not a child and I'm not an adult. So what am I? Huh? I'm not a child. So normally times when you speak to a person, a child who is 17, 18 years, and you shout him, you say, don't treat me like a child. Okay, you are not a child, then go and look after yourself. Why you expect your father to look after you? No, I'm not an adult, you still have to look after me. So I'm not a child and I'm not an adult, so what are you? So the Western world has created this many a times even for consumer reasons. So I'm not a child, I'm not an adult. It's an in-between phase for me to enjoy my life. In Sharia, there isn't anything like that. The moment you are matured, you are legally compulsory for you to follow the Sharia. There is no in-between child. Either you are a child and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not compulsory upon you. And the moment you become matured, Allah's commands are compulsory upon you. That is why in our Sharia, we find in our Islamic history, people have played such great roles at such a young age. Usama bin Zayd, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made him a commander of an army when he was 17 years of age. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was 16 years of age when the first person who took an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he shot an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad al-Fatih was 19 or 20 years of age when he conquered Constantinople. Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu was 15 or 16 years of age when he went out in jihad. And throughout history you will find that the people who were young, they were the ones who were in the forefront. They were leaders. Now we have created this. You're not a child, but you're not an adult. So the problem is in our families, we don't give them responsibilities. The community haven't found out ways to be able to bring our young people into leadership structures because of this whole particular. What it does, it creates a gap. No, I'm young, I can enjoy myself. Yes, you don't know whether you are going to live for another day. Yes, if Allah Ta'ala grant you a long life, you might be able to make amends, but do you have any guarantee that you will be able to find that long life to make amends? And I normally tell my young people and my young friends, let me just conclude with this. Stand out to be different. Allah has given you a young age. Allah has given you a whole life to look forward to. Stand out to be different. Have a vision to be able to do something with your life, with the life of your family and the good of your family and the good of your community. You know, we are not average. Allah has not created us average. Allah has created us لَكَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We are not average. Our efforts are average. Do not be average. Stand out to be different. You are a young person whom Allah Ta'ala has given tremendous amount of ability. Go and use that ability for your own sake, for the sake of your family, for the sake of the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be able to see the importance of our youth, the challenges facing them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy with regard to the challenges for them and for the parents. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them rise to the occasion that they will be able to be the future leaders of our community and society. And when they do so, inshallah, they will be able to fulfill that responsibility with the decorum and the responsibility which Allah has placed upon them. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَلْحَمُدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ